Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Here, let me give you this analogy on how my body feels this morning after 5 days on Bert's Big Adventure at a certain age. You guys ever watch any kind of NASCAR race at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See when a car gets banged up, gets like shoved into the wall, right? Mm-hmm. But it can still limp its way into pit road.
Is okay. that one tire that's like boom, boom.
Yep. Boom. Fenders hanging boom. Off of it, right? And you wonder, how is that? How did the, is the engine even working? But it somehow, some way wobbles its way into pit road, right? Where it dies right there. It's like, oh, that was it. That's how I feel today. I am wobbling my way into pit road. How are you guys feeling?
The same way.
Yeah, my check engine light is definitely on, for sure.
I mean, I'm definitely tired, but I'm better than I have been in other years.
Good.
And I think it's because my kiddos either wanted to be in a stroller or they wanted to walk. They were very independent.
Yeah.
So I didn't do a lot of carrying of kids this year.
Okay.
So that I, normally it's when I carry kids for long periods of time.
Sure.
It's my arms.
Yeah.
I don't think I have arches in my feet anymore, but other than that, doing all right.
Here's something weird that happens as you get older on this trip. It takes its toll more on your body.
Yeah.
This was the year that defined it for me. Abby was just telling me she walked 30,000 steps in the park one day.
I got my steps in for sure. Now, granted, that was due to other circumstances, but I was moving. I was grooving. I had my doctor's Shoals insoles in. I was ready to walk.
All right. With every trip does come bloopers. Let's call them bloopers that we don't talk about during the Thursday show or yesterday show because we're focusing on the family. But I got a couple for you today.
Oh, you got a good one.
Yeah, I got a really great one. And had it not been for Mo, I still wouldn't have known I did it.
I couldn't believe this moment. I just couldn't believe it.
So we're at the dueling pianos part of Bert's Big Adventure where we're all in the park. And this year we tried something new. We went to a new place where the kids and their family would have dinner and they had two dudes doing dueling pianos on the stage, right?
Yeah, we were right there on the boardwalk. So it was perfect that, you know, our hotel, we could just walk over on the boardwalk and enjoy dueling pianos and eat dinner. And then that's when Jasmine and Jeannie came to visit us and the kids got to take photos.
So I'm making my rounds with all the kids and all the families, you know, asking them the same questions. Hey, did you have fun today? What'd you do in the park? Blah, boo, blah, bee. I see Mo, I think, hanging out with a couple of different staff members and a family also at one table. So I make a beeline over there to just check in with him also. And you want to take it from here?
Sure. So, unfortunately, one of the BBA kids had a bit of an accident, and he threw up after he was trying to eat his dinner. And so, I mean, it was a lot. And I'm saying that because of what is about to happen with Bert not missing it. But I need y'all to understand, it's like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a huge pile, and there are chairs. There are like three chairs that were purposely put around it so that people would know to try to avoid this area.
And what did they shake on top of it?
So I don't know what it was. It was like maybe like people were saying it might have been cat litter, but it was something like that.
It was like a white substance, some kind of white substance that
had a sand texture to it.
Sawdust. Yeah.
I don't know if it was sawdust.
It might have been very, very, very fine sawdust.
It literally had no smell to it whatsoever, but it absolutely eliminated the smell of the, you know.
Yeah. it definitely absorbed the smell. And so they put that down until they could go get whatever they needed to actually work on getting it up. So when Bert comes over to talk to me, he's standing right next to me talking to me, and it's literally right behind him. But I don't think anything of it because I think he must have seen it when he walked over to me. And it was in that moment, he stops talking to me. He turns around. He didn't go around it to the left. He didn't jump over it. He just walked right through it.
I never even saw it.
I think his shoelaces was untied.
He's
just dragging his heels through it. And I'm sitting there like, no way this is happening.
I think maybe I was like, oh, look, it looks like sand. I'll take my shoes off and just put my feet in it.
I call him to say, I Bert, like, why'd you do that? And then he was about to walk back through it to come back to me to see what I was saying. Never. And then that's when I think you realized, didn't even see it.
Never even saw it, right?
Oh my God.
Then there was another episode. It was outside of the trip, and it was on Sunday night, actually. And I'm already starting to feel a little bit insecure by last year, one of the kids. I used to be referred to as Uncle Bert, and last year, for the first time, I was referred to as Grandpa Bert.
Yep.
Okay. And that's not the guy I see in the mirror, right? So I'm like, oh, well, it's just a kid. So I'm going to get some pizza Sunday night for Amanda. And as I'm getting my pizza, the woman there sees my fingers that have some fingernail polish on it, blue fingernail polish on it, right? And she goes, oh, what's the story behind the fingernail polish? And I'm half tired. I got to get the pizza back to Amanda also. So I'm like, it's kind of a long story. And she goes, granddaughter, right?
I just wanted some pizza.
Damn it. I went back to the room and I looked myself in the mirror. I'm like, I am not seeing what everybody else is seeing, you know?
Now, you know how Bart felt those two times that Meg referred to him as grandpa with his own son.
Yes, maybe time for a facial. I don't know. How about you?
Oh, so what are the blooper, the funny moments? So Disney is known as the happiest place on earth, right? But it's funny because in the happiest place on earth, you see a lot of crying kids, especially around that like 1 o'clock witching hour where everybody's skipping a nap. So they're extra cranky. So I was hanging out with Jolene and Sky, and they were there with their mom and their grandparents. So Peppa and I started a game, and we were keeping tally on how many crying kids we saw. So it became a running joke. Anytime he and I saw a crying kid, we got so excited. We're like, 6! And then we saw another one. We're like, 7! And then, we racked up quite a time. And then what was so funny, I wasn't with them on the next day. I was with Bobby's family, but he and I saw each other at the end of the day, and I was like, how many did you get?
it's the Disney version of like when you're in a car and you say, I'm going to see a blue car. Then you start counting blue cars,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you got, Mel?
Bloopers? I think the only blooper I really experienced was you walking through the vomit.
Yeah. I mean, that's good for 1 year, man.
That was about all I could think of in the blooper reel.
Bragging rights there. How about you, Abby?
Well, I didn't tell y'all about the time that the Disney staff thought I was getting human trafficked on the trip.
What?
So on our final night, once we were done hanging out with the families after our 2 days in the park, the staff wanted to go let off some steam, go listen to some live music down on the boardwalk at a place called Jelly Rolls. So it's probably like 11:30 midnight, and we're all hilariously dressed. I'm wearing a cat t-shirt, biker shorts, my BBA socks, and like Mickey ears. And I am ready to go. Like I'm ready to go. So I go downstairs and I'm with two of our grown adult male staffers. I'm with a photographer named Zach, who's, you know, maybe in his 40s. And then with Dr. Tom, who's a doctor in his 50s or 60s or whatever. Big dudes.
He's going to love that. 50s or 60s whatever. Or 80 or whatever.
I know his girlfriend thinks he's 40, but whatever. So anyway, I have half a brain today. I'm in full lobotomy mode. I'm allowed to make the joke.
Yeah, you guys are going to get a loopy show today. Yeah,
this is the Punch Drunk Bert show.
Yeah,
I got an eye infection. I got a sore throat. We're ready to go. Anyway, so I take the elevator downstairs with these two grown adult staffers, and we're standing in the bar area. It's like this small, dark bar, tucked away in a corner. And there are these two hotel staffers that they look real serious. Like they both have earpieces in their ear. They've got suits on. There's a woman who's probably about my age and then a man in his late 30s, early 40s. And I'm standing with Zach and Dr. Tom and I immediately think, oh shoot, Sarah, the other photographer, has my jacket upstairs. So immediately I'm downstairs with them for like 4 seconds and I immediately turn back around and go back to the elevator lobby. And I'm sitting there on my phone and I see the two staffers follow me. And I'm like texting somebody or whatever, and I press the elevator button, and the woman comes up to me and she goes, "Are you okay?" And I look at her, I'm like, "Do I not look okay?" And then I look in the mirror and I see myself wearing the cat t-shirt and my BBA socks. I look deranged. And I'm like, "Is she calling me ugly right now?" And I was like, "I'm not drunk." And she goes, "Okay." And then I get in the elevator, get my jacket, and move on with life.
Just the judgments.
The judgments.
The judgments. Anything with the kids or anything?
Yeah. Well, I also had a moment where I'm pretty sure one of the families thought I was abducting their kid. The first day I was with Rainey's family. And so they have this big squad of boys and then Rainey. And
so
I was hanging out with their son Slate because I kept getting rejected by the kids and Slate would talk to me. So I was like, me and Slate are going to be buddies.
We're going to talk about that later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a whole separate segment.
Yeah, okay.
It was a rough year for having
I've hit rock bottom this week if you can't tell. So I'm hanging out with the family and they're in line for the teacups. I have been to Disney 1,000 times. I have no interest in the teacups, but the family had been talking about getting breath mints all morning. Like the parents are so good. They know exactly what their kids need to stay distracted. And so they were like talking about getting breath mints. I'm like, okay, if y'all need breath mints, I'll go like hunt them down. So I take off and I'm like searching literally every gift shop for just some breath mints. Thank God I finally found some like 30 minutes in. But all of a sudden I get a call from Libby, who I was paired with. She's a BBA staffer. She's like, "Are you with Slate? Like, do you know where Slate is?" I'm like, "Nah, man, I've been searching for breath mints for the past 25 minutes, but like, good luck. We were like the first family to lose a kid. It's not the award you want to get." And so I'm walking back and I'm thrilled. I found these breath mints. I'm like, this family's going to love me. They're going to think I'm so cool, so tuned to what they need. I found these breath mints after searching for 40 minutes. And all of a sudden, I see the security staffer walk up to me. And I go, that's bizarre. Why are they bringing this child to me? Because I've got astigmatism, so I can't see who it is. And then all of a sudden, Slate's there. And he's like, "Hey." And I'm like, "Hey, what are you doing?" I was like, "I'm glad I found you." So I start walking back and I run into the dad on the way back and he's bright red vein popping out of his forehead. He's like, "Where did you guys go?" And I'm like, "I didn't go anywhere. Oh my gosh, I didn't take your kid." And I explained the whole situation, but there was a moment where I was like, they definitely thought I like took this kid off somewhere.
I did have one moment I just remembered. This wasn't with the kid. It was with one of the helpers though. Right after the trip, we're sitting in the airport. I'm feeling really good about the trip and all that has taken place, and I'm sitting in the airport with Tommy, and one of the guys walks over and goes, "Oh, hey, Tommy and AB."
Oh, AB, who wasn't even on the trip this year.
For context, AB is the only other black person that ends up, you know. I was like, well, that wraps up the trip for me.
It's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, the one thing you can't have enough of are smiles, right? You'll see plenty of them in the Burt's Big Adventure photos from the weekend. So if you're feeling it and dragging it a little bit today and you just need an attitude change, I assure you, these pictures will do it. Just go to burtsbigadventure.org.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
To go to the White House or not to go to the White House? That is the question that the Philadelphia Eagles are currently asking themselves, whether or not they should celebrate their Super Bowl win, as is tradition, at the White House. Now, normally, I don't really like to talk about anything politically related, especially in entertainment buzz, but I feel like my entire timeline yesterday was just sort of like this tennis match between headlines of the Eagles are not going to celebrate at the White House. The Eagles are going to celebrate at the White House. And then back and forth and back and forth. And so I was like, well, what is it? Are they going to do it or not? So
is it an all or nothing thing? Like, can they, like, can the players make their own choice, or do they have to go, like, as a unit?
It feels like that would be kind of like the obvious compromise. But in 2018, they decided not to celebrate with their first championship at the White House in 2018. So it wouldn't shock me if they don't go, period. But I do find it interesting that, like, there's not a statement about it completely. Like, there's no answer from people whether or not they're going to do it or not. So actually, I decided to go to CNN, to a specifically more left-leaning article, to get to see what they were going to do or not.
Let me just say this, based on if it's even an option, and I don't know, if some players end up going and some players don't end up going, you're supposed to be acting as a team. Mm. So even though, you know, you hate, like you say, politics that interferes with anything, you still are part of a team, and chemistry is everything on a football field. So if I'm the coach or whoever's making this decision, I'm like, we're either all in or we're all out here.
Yeah, it would be a divisive thing.
Football teams are so big that they constantly have to worry about dividing that locker room, because once there's division in that locker room, it becomes a panic all around.
So if you're a football coach, do you think the better decision is just to step back completely and not even like touch controversy whatsoever?
If you're the coach?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's his decision or not, but if you've got half of that room that doesn't want to go and half that does, as a head coach or whoever's making the decision, the GM, I'd be saying then we're not going.
From what I was reading, typically the heavy influence comes from the owners.
Yeah.
Like, normally if the owners come out and say that, no, we need to go support this, usually the players will oblige.
Yeah, and the owners, I'm guessing the billionaires are probably like, we're going to the White House.
Yeah. I just find it so funny how it's like mirroring the country right now.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah,
it sucks. But no. I mean, if we were in the same situation, I think I'd probably say the same thing. If half of us wanted to go and the other half wouldn't, I'd probably suggest that we all don't go.
Yeah. So the consensus that I found on the interweb is there's actually a source that says that they haven't been invited. So I'm reading specifically from CNN here, and the source is saying that we would be honored to visit the White House. It's one of the things we had looked forward to doing, and we look forward to receiving the invitation. So allegedly, they haven't even gotten the invite.
Yeah, I hate that this is even a thing and a question. I mean, before, and I'm not even sure where it started or the first president where they were kind of rejected by a team, but I hate that politics is this divisive, that because it should be an honor to go to the White House and shake the hand of the man, the president of the United States, should be a tremendous honor. I hate that it's even a thing.
And I wonder if them not getting invited has anything to do with the controversy that it was a bit of controversy a few years ago when the Eagles first made the Super Bowl, because one of the players, I forget which one, said that if they did win, they wouldn't go, but they didn't end up winning, so it didn't matter. So now that they did win, I think that they still remember when that statement was made a couple years ago.
Exactly. All right, some more exciting news on a lighter note. Rihanna says that we might be getting some new music from her pretty soon, which I know is a long awaited thing. I know we're getting that song for the, what is it, the Smurfs movie? That's going to be great. But
she has kids, so she's catering to the mom side of her. She's fulfilling the mom side of her.
Do you think she is hesitant to put out new music? And I'll tell you why she hasn't put out new music in just a second. But do you think there's a part of her that's like, I don't want to put out all my club bangers because now I'm a mom and I feel like I'm going to be seen through a different lens, or I don't want to put on a certain persona now that I have kids out in the world?
I don't think this is universal for all mothers, but I remember Britney Spears saying something similar. Like, she's like, I can't do those moves now, I'm a mom now. And remember being like, ew, that doesn't change who you are. Of course you can still do them. And then I had kids, and it's not because of I have kids, so this is why I don't think it's universal. I don't feel like I can embody that person who I used to be anymore.
You evolve, you change.
Yeah, there's some shift in my head that's like, I never thought I was like sexy, but like I can't be like that anymore because I'm a mother, and in my own head, my own stuff, it clashes. Yes. And so I wonder if that's happening to her in her own head, and that's maybe why she hasn't done it.
Yeah, I can't keep up with myself, my 20-year-old self, physically or ethically at this point in my life. So everything would change.
I did see an excerpt from a recent interview she did, and I'm not kidding you, it spoke to my soul, and this is pertains to working moms. She said, every decision I make revolves around them, her kids. But everything that I do that I love robs me from them. So I have a wild resentment with the things that I love. You almost feel like something is always suffering for you to show up somewhere. And even when you show up there, it's not 100% because there's something else on the wheel. It actually has given me a lot more self-guilt.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, take me to church. I felt it in my soul.
Preach, Rihanna.
Seriously.
Well, she said in regards to putting out new music, she says she does want to put out some stuff, but she says, quote, it has to count. It has to matter. Yeah. I have to show them the worth in the wait.
Yeah, so. Because the time she's spending in the studio recording is time she's spending away from her kids.
Exactly. So it's got to be worth it if she's going to spend time away from her kids, too.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Hey, you want to be right there in the Smurfs movie front row?
I'm going to have to be. That's all we're getting for right now.
This is The Burt Show.
Hey, lawyers are expensive. I understand it. As soon as you call, right after that, they want money out of you. Mm-hmm. You know, all that education is going to cost something.
First, you have the retainer fee. Yeah. And then you have to start paying that hourly fee.
Yeah, you don't need attorneys when you have Instagram now.
I know. I was just hoping that people liked me enough to give me their services for free, as most influencers do on the Instagram.
Well, you get what you pay for.
So,
that's so true.
I was delusional in the middle of the night. A week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, because I'm currently in the middle of a feud with my apartment complex because something is happening to where the fire alarm is going off in the middle of the night repeatedly. I think in the middle of the night, it has happened now, I think 5 times, but that's it goes crazy. Off during the day too. So it is becoming like kind of a nightmare living situation, if I'm being honest with you. And my last straw was about 2 weeks ago when it went off around like midnight, and I had just gotten to bed and I had just gotten in a deep REM sleep, and I'm woken up. And for context, like I have these big fire alarm lights in my apartment. So when it goes off, it's like this beep, beep, beep. And then you have these white flashing lights. I mean, it is the alarm clock from hell. And then I have 2 cats who are panicking. So now my cat mom senses are going off, and I'm like, my babies are gonna, they're upset. They can't get their peace and quiet. And then my adrenaline's pumping. You know, when you wake up and like your heart's racing and you're sweating, and it is just the worst thing. And now at this point, I'm like, well, I know this is just a fake fire alarm, so I'm not going downstairs. So I'm just sitting in my apartment listening to this go off for 30 minutes until somebody comes to turn it off. And then you can't get back to sleep because now your adrenaline's rushing, and then the alarm goes off again at 2 a.m.
How long has this been going on?
It happened this summer, and then there was a long period of silence, and then it started happening in January, like back to back. So this was me in a moment of desperation waking up on Instagram to tell everyone, okay, this is what's going on. I don't know. Do I have any rights? Can I sue somebody? And the worst possible thing happens in this moment at the end of the video.
I don't know if this is going to come off like overly dramatic, but I'm sleep deprived from being jostled out of my bed at midnight by my fire alarm for the 7th time this year. I have a lot of followers, so I'm hoping there's somebody who knows like an answer to this. Do I have any legal rights to the fire alarm going off in the middle of the night all the time? Like, this is actually insane.
Oh.
Just my face in that moment, just watching it wash over me again, that this was going to be happening throughout the night.
What are the odds that you're recording that video, and as you're recording the video about how sleep deprived and like annoyed, I would want to punch a wall because of my misophonia. That would absolutely. And then you're doing that video and the fire alarm goes off.
I had a body part pucker. It just happened.
Has it rescinded into your body?
It did.
As someone who lives in an apartment, like if you've never experienced that fire, it is so loud. It is piercingly loud. Like it's happened to me maybe once every 2 months, but it doesn't happen to me as much as it happens to you. But it's very annoying.
Wait, once every 2 months at your complex?
It goes off. I thought it was kind of normal, to be honest.
I'm wondering, because like apartment fires, obviously the level of devastation that can occur. So I'm sure that the fire alarms have to be highly sensitive, But you going like 7 times within the span of a couple of months is insane.
If it happened like once, maybe every 6 months, I could forgive it because I'm like, okay, maybe somebody was cooking popcorn or whatever. But it's to the point where I'm like, there's something that was built wrong with this specific building. And it sucks because otherwise I've had a really great time living there. But I'm like, at this point, I'm like, this is just like medieval torture, like getting woken up in the middle of the night, like freaking out about my kitties. So I turned to Instagram and I was like, can anybody give me any advice whatsoever? Can I get out my lease? Can they give me free rent? What's going on? And kind of the general consensus I got from lawyer talk was that unless it's happening like literally every day, you pretty much have no case. Like your lease binds you to however long, you know, you're in. Maybe they'll let you out. Maybe they'll be nice and, you know, give you a discount on like breaking your lease, but really there's nothing you can do. But then I had a friend who's a firefighter DM me and say, I'm sure the fire department hates this too, because they're showing up and they're thinking, okay, there's a real fire happening. And then when it happens so many times, it starts to be like the apartment complex that cried wolf, that cried fire. So they're annoyed. And now they feel like, you know, they're going to walk in with the benefit of, or walk in with doubts being like, well, this isn't really a real emergency. So basically you can go to your fire marshal's website for your specific county and you can write a complaint. Cause basically like if they have faulty fire equipment, like that's something they need to fix. Like it's not something that should just be happening. So I went full Karen mode and you only get 150 characters. Like you basically have to send them a tweet to be like, I'm gonna hurt myself if this happens again, and be like, please come fix this. So it hasn't happened as of that email. So to all the residents of my apartment complex, if you're welcome for giving you your good night's sleep, because I'm sure it all had to do with my 150 character email that got sent to the Sandy Springs Fire Department.
They should pitch into the Abby Rent Fund.
They should,
for sure. They owe you
starting a GoFundMe.
They owe you.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, Amber, it's inside of you, and you feel a little bit guilty about it, but you're ready to come clean this morning.
Yes, Bert, I am addicted to WPS, white people stuff. Let me explain.
Happy Black History Month.
Yeah, right.
This couldn't have waited until March.
A few more days, Amber, a few more days.
Brian, put her on a schedule, man. That's on her.
You submitted it. That's on you.
That's true. Fact. I needed something good. So here's the thing. I am a YouTuber, content creator, podcaster, and I'm always looking for fun things to, you know, create content with. And so as a Black YouTuber who is still considered a small creator, I tend to get very creative with it. And some of my favorite YouTubers are of all colors, obviously, but one of my favorite ones, two of them actually, is Good Mythical Morning and How Ridiculous. And they do a lot of crazy WPS, you know what I'm saying? And so I decided, oh, this might get me some views. I discovered something called geocaching and something else called magnet fishing.
You look just as confused as me.
Yeah, right. Well, magnet fishing, I think I understand what that one is.
So it's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. You get a nice magnet. It can usually carry up to between 300 and 500 pounds.
These are big boys.
Oh, these are big magnets. And you put it on the end of a nylon rope, you tie it up, and you throw it over, you know, into some water, and you pull whatever you can get. So sometimes you can, on these YouTube videos, people are pulling up guns, knives, safes, money, lots of bikes. Kinds of stuff.
Lots of bikes.
Oh, I'm in a WPS too. Well, all right. You pull up safes?
Yeah, I was like, get together, bro. Let's do this.
I did not know about
this. Yeah, it's a whole thing. And
I follow a guy on Instagram that does this, and it is fascinating. Yeah. And every time they pull up a gun, they call the police so they can come out and see if they can match it to a crime with somebody ditched a gun or whatever.
So this isn't like the white folks on the beach with the metal detectors that are looking for little itty bit. This is something different.
This is next level.
This is more redneck, though. I feel like this is like... This is some redneck stuff.
WPS, what you want from me?
All right.
So I got really into geocaching as well, which is pretty much like an online scavenger hunt is what it is. So it used to be a website back in the day, but now it's available in app form. So what happens is that you have the app, and there's like a little map that shows on your phone, and it shows you all the little areas where these geocache boxes are hidden. It's like a little blue dot on your screen. And so you go to the coordinations by pretty much going to like Google Maps or Apple Maps, and it takes you directly there. And then you have to kind of have a scavenger hunt looking for the item. And there are little, I guess, like hints inside of the app itself to kind of give you an idea. It's like, oh, if turtles have four legs and there's a shell area, it gives you hints to know where to go. And so sometimes when you go and you find these geocaches, they're in different sizes. Some of them are really big and very creative, like one I saw on TikTok. It was literally a phone booth, and you like pick, it's a fake phone booth. You pick up the phone and you press like certain buttons, and then like a door opens on the side, and then you go to the door and there's like a written note that's on a magnet that says you need to go behind the phone booth and turn this lock three times clockwise, and then all of a sudden there's like a prize that you can get and you can collect things. It's really fun.
It sounds to me like in some cases this prize might be murder.
Trust me when I say,
I'm not doing it.
Everybody listening right now, go to TikTok, type in geocaching, and you'll see it's very creative. It's a lot of fun.
What's
it's
the
free.
Prize?
Well, it depends on what the geocache is, because sometimes you can put something in and you can take something out. You can trade something in. Like, for instance, I got a rubber ducky once when I was geocaching.
You got to come stronger than that. Yeah.
But it was a
rubber ducky. I need to know what we're getting in order to get my butt off the couch, and a rubber ducky ain't going to do it.
Yeah, Louboutin will do it.
Some red bottoms in there.
Now, here's the thing. I'm looking for more WPS. So if you got some WPS activities for my YouTube channel, slide into my DMs. I'm looking for it.
Yeah, just stick to watching Friends.
Too late, done that.
This is The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you ask a man if he watches a soap opera, he would go, are you a soap opera? I don't have time for that kind of drama. Sports is the soap opera, okay? It is. Yes, it's about scores and winning and losing, but it's also a man's soap opera, right? Because there's so much stuff going on that we will prove to you right here.
There is so much drama in this story that is about sports, but it's not about sports. And I have been glued into this story for the last 2 days.
And this story had you two hens clucking nonstop the other morning. Because Bert's like, hey, did you see Steve Smith? And Mo's like, Steve Smith. And then Bert's like, Steve Smith. And Mo's like, Steve Smith.
I didn't know anything about it until you brought it up.
This is how I found out that Steve Smith and Stephen A. Smith are different people.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. There are a few different Steve Smiths, just to be clear. So this Steve Smith, his name is Steve Smith Sr. And he played in the NFL. He played for the Carolina Panthers for the majority of his career. He was a wide receiver. Really, really, really good football player, a Hall of Famer. Now he's a sports analyst and he just comments on the game, which was which fine for him, and it was going well for him until the breaking news and the accusations that took to Twitter after a guy named Tony Martinez decided to share and bring these accusations to light. So out of nowhere, I believe this was on Friday, you get these, he posts, Tony Martinez is his name, and he posts these tweets. And what the tweets are, they are screenshots, alleged screenshots that he found on his wife's phone between his wife and Steve Smith Sr.
Uh-oh. Is Steve Smith Sr. also married?
Yes, he is.
Ooh.
So this is the story that keeps going. So at first, people kind of thought this was nonsense. They didn't believe it. So he went, he tagged TMZ, he tagged ESPN, he tagged some former NFL players, he tagged Antonio Brown. Nobody really knows why.
For no reason.
For no reason at all.
Except that they know that he's a chatty little bee.
So he's probably going to hell. He really wanted everybody to get this information. I guess in that moment, he was so heartbroken that he said, I'm going to share this with the world, because he felt like his wife embarrassed his family, and so he wanted to embarrass his wife.
Oh, he went in for the kill.
He did. And those text messages are... They're very graphic.
Yes.
The exchange between Steve Smith Sr. and Tony Martinez's wife, along with Steve Smith sending selfies of himself. So people started to realize, like, oh, this actually is true.
So his wife, Nicole, has these texts, and he's even posting the photos that Stephen Smith sent to her as well.
So apparently Steve Smith Sr. and the wife, he's seen conversations going back and forth between them about things that they were doing in the bedroom since November.
Oh, no.
That's how long that this has been going on.
And do I have this right that the mistress here was part of the Ravens marching band?
She works for the Ravens marching band, which is apparently how they met, because Steve Smith does sports analysis for the Baltimore Ravens. So apparently that's how they met, and they tried to keep this relationship under wraps. But once the husband found out, not only did he put the conversations out there, he called Steve Smith Sr. himself on the cell phone, and it's like a 7-minute conversation, which is odd because people are like, why did Steve Smith Sr. stay on the phone so long? Because in the beginning of the conversation, the guy calls him and he says, is this Steve? And he says, you know who this is, and I know what's going on with you and my wife. What do you have to say for yourself? You're always on TV talking about being a man. Well, be a man now and face what you was, you know, tell me what's up.
He called him to the carpet.
Yes, he did. And all you literally hear Steve Smith says, and it's him. You can tell it's his voice. He says, I'm sorry. That's it. He didn't say another word. But he stayed on the phone for like another 7 minutes and let the guy vent. I don't know if he felt like this is the least I can do.
So he's probably thinking while that's going on. I'm assuming he's like, he's recording this call. So if I say less, then maybe that'll be better in the long run.
Maybe. That's probably what I'm assuming happened. And then the internet gets to interneting and doing what they do best. And somehow someone found, I guess when the guy hangs up the phone call, at like, you know how the phone, it hangs up and then it shows like your screensaver or your photo you have in the background. So his photo happened to be a picture of him, his wife, and his kid. Somebody framed that second and then put it online, and then everybody was able to find his wife. And they started posting pictures of his wife.
I'm sure he didn't think that was about to happen.
I don't think so. So then that all got out there. Now, at this point, it's made TMZ. It's made Yahoo. They're posting the pictures. They're posting the entire situation to the point where they found out that Steve Smith Sr., who has, I believe, 4 kids in his marriage, was taking family photos. And it was literally like weeks after he was with the mistress. And so they putting all of this together.
Oh, so they're like figuring out timelines. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at those text messages and then going back in his stuff and like piecemealing like a whole freaking timeline of what he was doing with his wife. And then a day later, what he was doing with her.
1,000%.
Whoa, that's, people that's have too much time.
They're like, this dude was with her a week ago and now he's taking family pictures as if nothing is going on.
Did you say that he has made some kind of apology publicly yet? Or is he just kind of hiding a little bit till it blows over?
He's hiding. So we haven't heard a word. The only thing we have literally heard Steve Smith say is I'm sorry on that phone call, but publicly he has not said anything. His wife has not said anything. His family is obviously trying to, you know, have their privacy. So, and then even the guy, I think he started to regret it after a while. I think it was like something he wanted to do emotionally until it happened, and he was like, okay, people are not really siding with me. People were more so siding with Steve Smith, believe it or not. I don't know if it's because they know him and he's famous, but it is a hell of a story that just continues to keep going. And I guess we're waiting to see how Steve Smith is going to respond.
You're on The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
One of Diddy's lawyers has quit the case and has said that under no circumstance could he continue to represent them. So this is pretty crazy that if your own lawyer is like, yeah, I'm feeling pretty uneasy about this situation. Mm-hmm. It's not looking good for you. So this is from Tony Rico. He's one of Diddy's attorneys. He filed a motion to be removed from his legal team. He said, although I have provided Sean Combs with the high level of legal representation expected by the court, under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs consistent with the American Bar Association standards for criminal justice. So it makes me wonder, what is that legal team trying to pull to try and get Sean Combs out of jail?
So I was like, my mind went to like one of two places. One, either Diddy is being super, super, I don't even know, complicated is the right word, difficult, whatever.
Diva.
Yeah. And I just don't want to deal with this anymore. Or I would love for a lawyer to call up right now. If you have definitive evidence that your client did this, because, you know, you're defending your client and they are innocent. If you find out something and you think they're no longer innocent, is that why you would recuse yourself?
Yeah, I mean, if you have that kind of ethics, but there is a job to do.
Yes.
So if you're a defense attorney or you're representing somebody, even if you know they are guilty, isn't your job to try to get them off of this charge?
Well, there must be some line, because this lawyer actually was Osama bin Laden's lawyer way back in the day. And so for
Are you
him,
serious?
Yeah. Yes, that was
So he's like, I'll take the case with Osama, but I can't see it through with Diddy. Yep.
You know, if you read between the lines, that's what you're going to get. So I assume there must be something. Now, I don't know all the details of when he was bin Laden's lawyer, if he was... He had to be, like, if he was in a different position, like he was a legal prosecutor and his boss was like, you got to take this case. Someone's got to do it. So don't assume that he's like all in on that. But my point is, he walked away from Diddy, but he's represented heinous people in the past.
I feel like because he's taken on a lot of like really high profile cases, and he's dealt with quite a few criminals who have done really bad things and never walked away. And you think of the money, I'm certain there was a lot of money to walk away from in this situation. And I mean, just the notoriety that I'm sure he would have received in his career. And a lot of the times the lawyers will still take it. For him to say, with all of that on the line and to know what I know about this, I'm walking away. It's very telling.
The optics are really bad. Really, really bad.
It makes you wonder what evidence he saw that he was like, yeah, this isn't sitting right with me.
Or it just might be like one of you guys said initially, it's just that he's so high maintenance that I just don't want it. It's not worth my time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, on a lighter note, people are wondering if Meghan Markle is ripping off Pamela Anderson. So they're both coming out with two shows. Meghan Markle is coming out with a Netflix show called With Love, Meghan. And Pamela is coming out with a show called Pamela's Cooking with Love. And people started pointing out some of the similarities in both of their trailers.
I love to cook. I just always have wanted to take things to another level.
I've always loved taking something pretty ordinary and elevating it.
So people, it's a couple of different things, and just noting that, like, all right, well, how many celebrity cooking shows do we need? Like, do we need Selena and Chef? Do we need Pamela Cooking with Love? Do we need With Love, Meghan? Like, at what point do we just look to TikTok for our recipes and stop sitting down to watch these celebrities make mac and cheese for the 45th time?
Yeah, to be fair, TikTok has bomb recipes.
Oh yeah, but have you tried Teenie's mac and cheese?
No,
that viral mac and cheese that people were going crazy over.
Have you guys tried Kraft? That's a good one.
Got me through a lot of nights.
Velveeta, too. That's a good one.
But here's the thing. Meghan's show was supposed to drop in January, but it got delayed because of the California wildfires. So can you really say that she's copying if hers was supposed to come out early January and then Pam's was dropping like February 26th?
This is just one of these stories after we've done Burt's Big Adventure for 5 days where I'm like, really?
Yeah. This is so dumb.
This is it today, huh?
Meghan's trailer came out first, right? Meghan's trailer did come out first, but I mean, you know, we never know, like, what the filming schedules are like, and blah blah blah, superficial blah 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 blah. I'm working on lobotomy brain today.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.